Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth.
In Luke 9:41 in the Message Bible, it says, Jesus said, "What a generation, no sense of God, no focus to your lives. How many times do I have to go over these things? How much longer do I have to put up with this?"
Wow. Focus can simply be defined as whatever has your attention. It's clear that God wants us focused on His plan for our lives. This is a day for you to determine that you will focus on your destiny.
Hebrews 12, verses 1 through 3 in the Message Bible says, "Do you see what this means? All these pioneers who blazed the way, all these veterans cheering us on, it means we better get on with it. Strip down, start running, never quit. No extra spiritual fat, no parasitic sins. Keep your eyes on Jesus, who both began and finished this race we're in. Study how he did it, because he never lost sight of where he was headed. That exhilarating finish in and with God, he could put up with anything along the way. Cross, shame, whatever. And now he's there in the place of honor, right alongside God. When you find yourselves flagging in your faith, go over that story again, item by item. That long litany of hostility he plowed through, that will shoot adrenaline into your souls."
Absolutely. Here are seven key principles which will help each of us focus on fulfilling our vision, achieving our goals, and establishing the habits necessary for us to experience the God kind of life. The first key to develop godly focus is focus requires a reference point. I can't think of a better illustration or story about the necessity of focus than the one found in Hebrews 12 of the Message Bible, where it says, "We'd better get on with it. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Study how he did it, because he never lost sight of where he was headed." You have to have a reference point. I have almost 7 million miles with American Airlines, and I can tell you that on every single flight, I want the captain to know where he's starting the journey and most certainly where we'll end up. I don't want him asleep in the cockpit.
Isn't that the truth? The second key to developing your focus is focus requires effort. It's going to require a conscious mental decision on our part to do what is necessary. Sir Winston Churchill once said, "Sometimes it's not enough to do what's required. You have to do what's necessary." That means we may have a job description that only requires that we do a certain amount of effort. But when you see it as necessary to do more and you do it, you put yourself on the next level for success. While others may criticize, complain, and seek to find and enlist fellow commiserators, the one who will survive and make it to success, the one who will overcome adversity, is the one who, through sheer effort and persistence, trains themselves on how to focus on the ultimate prize. There are going to be moments when unexpected things occur. And I'm not speaking that into existence. I'm just telling you that the enemy is aware of your goals. He knows you love Jesus. He sees your commitment and focus. We don't need to fool ourselves if we don't expect him to attempt to hinder our journey to the debt-free lifestyle. There have been too many times when people have thrown up their hands in frustration and just seemingly giving in to defeat, when a little more effort, a little more persistence, and a little more focus, they would have achieved the ultimate goal they were after.
The third key to developing focus is focus should be taught and modeled early. What's your assignment or your life's purpose? Scripture teaches that we should train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he's old, he'll not depart from it. What are we teaching our children to focus on? We are teachers, either consciously or subconsciously. Children will imitate their parents.
Amen.
If your daily focus is on any and everything that's on television, then your children would duplicate your choices as their own. If your words are focused on criticism of your church, your pastor, or your spouse, or others in authority, then your children will act and behave in the same manner. Studies have shown that male children generally treat their wives the way their fathers treated their mothers. That lends credibility to the old saying, more is caught than taught. If your children see that your personal relationship with Jesus is the greatest focus of your life, then they will follow. If not immediately, it will happen eventually. If your children see you focused on a sinful lifestyle, then that focus will become their own. That's why it's important for you to focus on the pure, the powerful, and the positive from the Word of God. The only way of keeping them from a life filled with emptiness or without purpose or real direction is to make sure they're focused on the Word.
That's powerful. The fourth key to developing your focus is focus must be filtered through priorities, our priorities. We need to never forget why we're here. Like Jesus, it's to do the will of the Father, to seek and save the lost, to establish his covenant, to take the gospel out to the nations, and to be the kind of example to disciple the found while they're still around. In this story in Luke, hallelujah, the people in a particular village did not welcome Jesus because he was on his way to Jerusalem. When James and John saw this, they said to Jesus, "Lord, should we cast down fire from heaven to burn them up? How's that for righteous indignation?" Oh boy.
Yes, it is.
But Jesus turned to rebuke them, saying he had not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. There are going to be moments in our lives, despite our best efforts, really, that we tend to focus on wrong things or perhaps things that aren't a part of the vision or the goals that we've established for ourselves. Our focus should be filtered through the achievement of our goals in the six major areas of our lives: spiritual, family, financial, physical, mental, and social. We're going to have to continually inspect what we expect so that we can be perfect and without defect in the things that matter to us and, more importantly, to God. It doesn't mean we won't mess up, but we fess up, get up, and, well, straighten things around.
Move on. The fifth key to developing godly focus is to remember that focus can be strengthened. The best way to strengthen your focus is in Philippians 4:8 in the King James, where it says, "Think on these things." We've come full circle. We've discussed this in the past. What you focus on will expand in your life. As believers, you are protecting what you're reproducing in your imagination. Read 1 Peter 1:13. Your focus can also be strengthened by associating with people who think on the right kind of things. Stay away from negative, toxic people. Unfortunately, some of those folks are family members or longtime friends. Proverbs 13:20, New Living Translation. Walk with the wise and become wise. Associate with fools and get in trouble. We can strengthen our focus by what we think on and who we associate with. Hallelujah. Our youngest son, when he was around 6 years old, we could always tell who he sat beside in children's church because of the way he acted after the services. If he sat beside children who were focused on the teacher and learning, then he came home a reservoir of young knowledge. However, if he came home argumentative or cutting up, then we knew which children he sat beside. The observation was never wrong. We can strengthen or weaken our focus by whom we associate with.
The sixth key to developing your godly focus is focus because God is focused. Why are we focused? Well, Jesus is and his leadership team were focused, and we shouldn't be any less focused than they were. God wants us focused on his promises and on his word to us. In 3 John 2, it says, "Beloved, I wish, desire above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers." There can be no question about God's desire for us to prosper as our soul prospers. To the extent that our soul is prospering, it will prosper through focused attention on the Word of God and in prayer. We know that God wants us to prosper because there are more Bible verses on money and possessions than on faith and healing combined. Did you realize that? If something important to God, then it should actually be important to us. He wants us to have more than enough so we can do our part in the kingdom. The scripture says that we have not because we ask not. And in Matthew 7:7, Jesus tells us to ask and it will be given to us. It says, "Ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you." We could actually personalize that.
Yes, we could. Ask and it shall be given Miss Helena. Seek and Miss Helena shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto Miss Helena. Ask and it shall be given Samuel. Seek and Samuel shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto Samuel. Hallelujah.
W. Clement Stone, the founder of the Combined Insurance Company and author of The Success System That Never Fails, said this once, "If there is something to gain and nothing to lose by asking, by all means ask." We should focus on our attention, on our time, and even on our very lives to ask, always seek knowledge. Ask means always seek knowledge. The key to our success is a proper focus on the things that are important to God. When we're following his will and his way, when we're meditating in his word day and night, like it says in Joshua 1:8, and that becomes what we are totally focused on, then we will be successful.
Yes, we will. The seventh key to sharpening your focus is 3 words. Do it today. And really?
We could even boil it down to 2. Start today.
That's true.
How about that?
That's true. Really? That's all we need to say about 7. Start today. Do it today. Do it now.
Right. Go over this and get those keys down in your spirit. Make a mental and decision that this is going to be it. And 2021 is going to be a different kind of year.
And make a decision that this week,
yes,
is going to be the best week of your life.
Hallelujah.
Believe it, expect it, confess it, and it will manifest. If you've been blessed by the teaching and the ministry, go to haroldherring.com. Click on the button that says Sow a Seed. Ask God what seed he'd have you sow. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.